Coming up next, another guest from All Our Feelings at Once, Miss Britta Rowings.
My story is also a sad one. But there is one funny thing to remember the whole time. So it takes place in eighth grade. I had just moved to Omaha, Nebraska in the fall. It's the fall. I have one friend. She lives down the street. We were set up on a date by our moms through, like, people in the neighborhood that had heard we'd both just moved there.
No.
And I was a dancer at the time. And on Saturday mornings, I took ballet class. So just this whole story, remember that the entire time, I'm wearing a blue leotard, pink ballet tights, tennis shoes, and nothing else. So my mom and I had just come home, and we pulled in. We lived, Omaha is full of, like, housing developments. So we lived in Barrington Park, and there was a very nice walking path and biking path behind our house. And a little creek and a bridge, and you could take the biking path under the bridge. It was so nice and Midwestern. And we came back, we drove into our driveway, and we saw down there was a clearing by the path where they'd have, like, soccer practice and stuff. There were a bunch of people, which was very strange. So we're like, I guess we should go see why all our neighbors are standing down there. This seems weird. So we walked down, and they were not our neighbors. They were not people we knew. It was a high school marching band whose bus had gone off the bridge and gone into the creek. And high school girls, when they're upset, are not something that is pleasant to see. High school girls who are upset for legitimate reasons is even worse. So my mom and I came down. We were... One of our other neighbors had come down who was actually an ER doctor, which was amazing because these high schoolers and their chaperones were coming up from the creek. It was kind of a steep embankment and were crying and had blood on them, and it was terrifying. So my mom said, because I was like, ugh, I'm in eighth grade. My mom was like, we have to help them. So we went back to our house and we got blankets because they were in shock, and we got pitchers of water. And I remember I was walking down the path. Again, I'm in a leotard and tights, tennis shoes, and nothing else. I'm holding a bunch of blankets. I have this pitcher of water. My hand is shaking because I am freaking out. I don't know what's happening. So I get down there and there's no water left in the pitcher. But I give them the blankets, and someone else had brought them water, and... They were like, we need straws, because the people couldn't drink out of cups. And I was like, okay, I have to find straws. So I, like, ran back up through my house. There's no straws. I had run into my neighbor, Aaron, who was a year younger than me, also went to our middle school. And so we're in her house, and we're looking for straws, and we're, like, in her basement, and we're going through, and her brother is there. Her brother is my age. His name is Jeff, and he has Down syndrome. And he was playing backyard baseball on GameCube, I think. And he was like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we're getting straws. We need straws. Why do you need straws? Like, there's people, and we have to bring them the straw. Why do you have to bring the people straws? The bus went off the bridge. We have to go. It was an accident. And he said, why? Because it was an accident. Why? Because it was an accident. Why? Because it was an accident. Like, when you're little and you just say, why, because. And it was the first moment in my life that I really realized what an accident was. Car accidents, usually there is someone at fault. Someone is drinking, someone doesn't stop at a stop sign. There is someone to blame. In this case, the driver of the bus was not drunk. Maybe there had been construction and the, like, painting on the road was confusing or something. But it was the first case I really realized when Jeff asked me that an accident means that there is no reason. And he couldn't accept that. And we couldn't accept that. The only answer we could give is that, but people are helping. Which was a great answer, because people were helping, and that felt good, even if I brought an empty pitcher of water and two blankets that my grandma had sewn. And it was an epic day. Like, the medevac helicopters came in, and, like, four students died, and one of the chaperones, and it was awful. And the next year in ninth grade, I was in the marching band for my high school, so I went to the same marching band competition that they had all gone to that year. Fast forward 5 years, I was writing my essay applying to college, and my mom was like, you should definitely write about that time the bus went off and we helped. And I was like, yeah, that was probably the most meaningful thing in my life. I wrote an essay about grilling burgers. So that's what I have chosen to do with my life. I don't know, that's about it. It's just what I'll always remember. But
thank you so much, Britta. I quoted Bon Jovi on my college entrance essay, and, like, later day Bon Jovi, like 2001 Bon Jovi. It's a wonder that I stand before you an educated man. Somehow they saw right through that, and they're like, yeah, we'll still give him a chance. Oh, boy.